You're listening to SBS News.
Another day of the COVID-19 pandemic and another region of the country goes under stay-at-home orders. With six new cases linked to a student at one of Brisbane's biggest schools, Indooroopilly High, health authorities had no hesitation in pulling the trigger on a snap three-day lockdown. The restrictions will be some of the toughest experienced in the state, with no visitors to homes and 10-kilometre limits on essential travel. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says dealing with the Delta variant is a far bigger virus challenge than anything faced by Queenslanders previously.
Our message to people in the southeast is we have been here before, but this time it's different. We cannot afford to be complacent just because we have done so well so far. We all have to comply with these restrictions. All of the governments of Australia now recognise that when dealing with the Delta strain, the only way is to go hard and go early.
The affected local government areas, Brisbane, Ipswich, Logan City, Moreton Bay, Redlands, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Noosa, Somerset, Lockyer Valley and Scenic Rim have been declared Commonwealth hotspots and eligible for federal health assistance and disaster payments. Tasmania is closing its border to southeast Queensland, with other states poised to follow. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says the Queensland outbreak is of great concern.
It is up to each of us to play our part in bringing these outbreaks of the Delta variant of COVID-19 under control. Please do the right thing and follow the restrictions in place in your state or territory. If you breach the restrictions, you're not only putting your own health and well-being at risk, you're putting at risk your loved ones and people in the wider community.
Also of continuing concern, the Greater Sydney outbreak, 210 new locally acquired cases and the death of a man in his 60s from the virus. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says two-thirds of the cases are under 40, with a growing number of young people ending up in hospital intensive care units.
So my message to younger people is please understand this is a virus that you can be susceptible to. And you can end up being one of our positive cases. You can also end up in hospital, and you can also end up transferring the virus, sadly, to some of your relatives. And those relatives may well end up, as you may, in hospital, and of course may pass away.
Australian Defence Force troops will be on the ground in Sydney from Monday, and there has also been a heavy police presence in the city to avert any anti-lockdown protests of the kind that led to scenes of violence last weekend. Amid the gloomy news on the COVID front, there were some more positive tidings when it comes to the troubled vaccine rollout. Professor Kidd revealing more than 40% of Australians over 16 have now at least received their first dose.
This is a significant milestone in our response to COVID-19. 18.7% of people aged 16 and above have now had both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine and are fully protected. More than 200,000 doses of vaccine have been administered over each of the past 3 days. Over the past 5 days, 990,000 doses of vaccines have been administered, and we've now had over 12.2 million doses administered to people in Australia.
But Australia's vaccine rollout is still lagging on the international front, with Johns Hopkins University data rating the country below average. 4 billion vaccinations have been administered globally, China leading the charge, followed by the United States and India. But as far as percentage of the population goes, Malta, the UAE and Seychelles are topping the list, with rates of up to 75%. The Prime Minister has expressed confidence by Christmas the country can hit the National Cabinet's goal of vaccinating 70% of the eligible adult population, reducing the need for sharp lockdowns to control the Delta variant. Scott Morrison telling Radio 2GB there'll be no shortage of vaccines.
There'll be enough pharmacists, enough GPs, enough clinics, enough of all of that to achieve that. So it's all up to all of us now.
Yeah.
And we can all do this together. I get it that people have been frustrated, and I've expressed my apologies on that a week or so ago. But we've got to focus on what we need to do now.
But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's another government failure, stopping leaks from hotel quarantine, that also needs to be urgently addressed.
We've just had announced another lockdown in southeast Queensland as a result of a failure in hotel quarantine. And yet the government still refuses to work with state governments and establish national quarantine facilities that are purpose-built. We know that hotels were built for tourists. They weren't built for quarantine.
For its part, the federal government says it's on track to open new dedicated quarantine centres by next year around Perth and Brisbane. Gareth Borum, SBS News.